You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into another episode of the Wolverine.com recruiting podcast. As always, I'm your host, EJ Holland. Thank you to all for listening. Thank you guys for joining on the YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, it's completely free. Please do so. And if you're not a subscriber to the Wolverine.com, we have a special offer for you, $1 for 1 year. So just $1 gets you an entire subscription for the year, an annual subscription to all the premium recruiting information, all the premium team information, everything you want in our great message board, The Fort. But we're here today because Michigan had another commitment, second of the day. This one, consensus four-star linebacker Samaj Bridgman out of Philadelphia. He joins three-star wide receiver Frederick Moore out of St. Louis, who committed earlier in the day. So a big day for Michigan on the recruiting trail, back-to-back commitments. Sticking with Bridgman, let's just go ahead and dive into how this happened. Bridgman's a guy that picked up a Michigan offer back in September. He was a guy the staff really liked. Wasn't a lot of movement for several months, really until the spring. Michigan picked it back up with him. There was a little buzz. Then he scheduled an official visit for the middle of June. On that official visit, Michigan made a huge impact, really moved the needle, and the Wolverines were able to close, obviously, today being July 1st. But Michigan started trending on that official. He just fell in love with the city, the campus, the coaching staff, just the overall atmosphere around Michigan. Rutgers hosted him for his last OV, but Michigan was able to hold off its Big Ten bunkmate and earn this verbal pledge. So what is Michigan getting in Samaj Bridgman? I have to be careful and not say Samaj Morgan, who is Michigan's wide receiver commit. So two Samajes in this class. But Samaj Bridgman, he's a big athletic backer at 6'1", 235 pounds. And when you see that weight, you think, oh, maybe this guy is just a traditional middle linebacker that's not very athletic. He actually has pretty adequate speed. He has good length for only being 6'1". And normally I'm never really concerned with height for traditional backers. I mean, 6'1" is completely fine, especially when you look at his film. He has that length. Again, he has that adequate speed. He's comfortable playing in space. But he's not as polished as you would expect, especially for a guy that picked up a lot of national attention very early on in his recruitment. A lot of arm tackling, isn't as explosive or physical as you would like. But the film's so limited. He's transferred three times already during his high school career, now going to Imhotep Charter, where he'll be able to really show off his skill set, one of the traditional powerhouses in the Northeast. So I'm excited to see what he brings to the table this season. I would say my evaluation of him right now is incomplete just because I want to see him live, but his skill set should allow him to excel in Michigan's defense under new defensive coordinator Jesse Minter. It's going to be a pretty similar scheme to that of Mike McDonald, who obviously ran the defense last year before heading over back to the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens. But what Michigan really values in linebackers is guys that are athletic and can play in space. So I think with Bridgman, it's going to be a lot about coaching and development, but the athletic traits are certainly there with him. But that's kind of my overall opinion on Bridgman right now. We'll head over to our producer, Trevor Ritchie, who you can't see but is in the background. He's going to bring up some questions from our wonderful fans over on the Fort message board. Again, if you're not subscribed to the Wolverine.com, come interact with our community. $1 for 1 year right now. But let's go ahead and look at the comments. We'll analyze some of these comments. So Aussie Matt Diaz says, this doesn't move the needle much. It's like putting a Band-Aid on the Titanic's punctured hole. And this was in response to 2000 Orange Bowl, who said, LFG, where are all the haters at? So mixed reactions here on the Samaj Bridgman commitment. Obviously, one poster very excited about Bridgman jumping on board. The other one, not so much. Pretty harsh comment there. I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. Again, I think the traits are there for Bridgman to excel in this type of defense. At the same time, he didn't have those big offers that came very early in his recruitment, kind of disappeared. A lot of SEC schools were involved, then cooled on him, moved on to other targets. So I think that's a little bit concerning right now. Again, my evaluation is incomplete, but Michigan does value that athleticism. They do value that length. They do value that comfortability playing in space, covering guys, whether it's running backs out of the backfield, flex ends. They want their inside backers to be able to move, and Bridgman can definitely move. It's just about developing other parts of his game. So, the weird thing about Bridgman is you look at his rankings across all networks. So On3 has him rated as a 3-star, 24/7 and Rivals have him rated as a low 4-star. And then ESPN has him the highest as a top 200 player nationally. So varying opinions, I think, because of the limited recent film available. So I'm, in my opinion, I'm in the middle. I don't really agree with 2000 Orange Bowl in the sense that Michigan fans should be jumping up and down about this commitment. It's great to get momentum. But I also don't agree with Ozzie Matt Diaz and think this commitment is a complete wash. I think we have to kind of wait and see how Bridgman does as a senior. We'll go back to Trevor, who's going to pull up another comment from the fort, this one being from PA Wolverine 27, Archbishop Wood, Bishop McDevitt, and Imhotep Charter, 3 schools in 3 years. EJ, is this worrisome? So looking at the landscape of high school football across the country, a lot of top prospects are transferring all the time, whether it's, to one of the powerhouses like an IMG Academy or a Modern Day or a St. Francis, or even Imhotep Charter. I mean, there's guys that are just transferring in and out. 3 schools in 3 years does seem like a little much, but I also think it's just kind of the nature of high school football. These guys want to play the best competition. If you're a top-level recruit, you want to play more of a national schedule, and I think that's why you see a lot of movement. I don't necessarily agree with it. Being a guy that's from Texas, I love to see players compete for their local communities. So I wish all players would stay at their local high schools, but that's not always the case. And at the same time, I do love seeing the powerhouses. I, catch a Modern Day game or an IMG Academy game or a St. Francis game whenever I can. So I'm not saying I don't agree with the transfers. It'd be nice if everybody would stay with their communities in an ideal world, but we don't live in one. I, for one, am excited that Bridgman did transfer, as much as, again, I'm contradicting myself and saying I love the local communities. It's great for me personally to get to see Bridgman at a Northeast powerhouse school playing against quality competition. How he looks as a senior will really determine my opinion of him as a prospect, and should really determine your opinion of him as a prospect, the way he fares against other high profile high school teams that he's playing against should tell us a lot about what we should expect once he arrives at Michigan. So overall, not concerned too much about the transfers, more so excited to see how he does at Imhotep Charter. Let's go ahead and field our last comment. And this one's a simple comment for those of you listening on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. You can't see the comment, but it comes from BKP1883, and it says, "Suck it, Rutgers." And that's the only message there from that user. But it's important to bring up Rutgers from the aspect of that was really the only school Michigan was battling here. Again, Bridgman was a guy that really blew up early in his recruitment. I mean, he had offers from Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Texas A&M. But a lot of these schools just cooled. Why? I mean, I don't think Bridgman progressed as many expected. Two, I just think they moved on to higher rated guys on their board. So that opened the door for Michigan to get back in the mix. Is it a little concerning that Rutgers was the only other school really pushing Michigan for this commitment. Yeah, it's a little concerning. I mean, Rutgers isn't known as a high-profile football program. But what I can tell you about Rutgers is they have done a really good job under their new staff identifying quality prospects in the Northeast throughout New Jersey, Pennsylvania, up into New York. They've done a really nice job. So they had Bridgman evaluated very highly. I know that doesn't move the needle with Michigan fans to say that Rutgers had a prospect evaluated in the top tier. But I think that, again, his senior year, how he does at Imhotep Charter will really tell us if Michigan is going to hit on this evaluation or if it's a guy that they just need to take because it's starting to get a little late in the cycle, even though it's only July. You know, guys are jumping off the board even faster now, not only with the early signing period, but also with NIL. So I think taking a guy like Bridgman who fits your scheme and has the traits to excel that you can develop isn't necessarily a bad take, but it is a little bit of a concern when you look at it from an overall evaluation perspective. But that's going to be all for us today, guys. We appreciate you for joining. We have a ton of coverage on both Samaj Bridgman and Frederick Moore from busy day on the recruiting trail for Michigan over at thewolverine.com. Again, if you're not a subscriber, subscribe right now. $1, 1 year. Thanks again.